Good day, listeners. I welcome you to today's episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host is Timothy Akinshola. We have been considering a series focused on the fruit of the Spirit. Today, we will examine the fruit called joy. Joy is the manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. A life without God is a life without joy. Joy is described as a feeling of extreme happiness or cheerfulness. It is an outward expression of gladness that originates from the depth of your heart. The joy of the Lord is firstly experienced when you come to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It is called the joy of salvation. Your guilt and shame is taken away. Your heavy burden of sin is lifted, and all you have now is a new life given to you by God, a new heart, a new song, and a new reality. All this come together to give you that excitement that makes you want to tell everyone about your newfound love. In John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman at the well became extremely joyous after her encounter with Jesus, so much that she ran into the city to announce to everyone that she has found the Savior. Her joy knew no bounds because she had just tasted of the living water. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, the joy we have in our spirit comes from the Spirit of God. It is not a factor of what has happened to us or what is happening around us. The Spirit of God bears the fruit of joy in us as we come to the understanding of who we are in Christ and our lot in Him. We know we are more than conquerors. We are sure that we are not defeated. When the enemy therefore comes to threaten us or make things look unpleasant around us, we do not despair. Rather, we sing with joy and dance in the Spirit because we know that the battle before us has already been won. Jesus paid the price and secured victory over the devil and his gimmicks. Everyone who finds solace in Jesus must therefore rejoice in this reality. Turn with me your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 12 verses 2 and 3. It reads, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." The apostles in Acts chapter 5 were arrested and tortured for preaching the gospel in Jerusalem. Verse 41 reads, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." When you bear the fruit of joy, you rejoice even in the face of adversity. That is why the Bible admonished us in several places to rejoice. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Rejoice evermore." 1 Peter 4:13, "But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Beloved, I charge you today to sing and dance with joy. It is a weapon of faith, and it keeps your heart healthy. You can confirm this in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 13 and Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22, which says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Let your heart be merry and do not give in to the spirit of heaviness. When you rejoice, the devil gets mad that his attempt to bring you down is a wasted one. You can hold a night of worship over that threatening situation in your life. Sing and dance to God, and the Spirit of God will take over. Your chains will fall off, prison doors will open, and you will testify like Paul and Silas. Amen. Joy is like a rain of fresh water upon a weary soul. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1. The Lord told the barren to rejoice and be glad. What do you need this hour? And what is that embarrassing situation you are facing? Are you in search of a life partner, a better job, admission to the university, capital for your business? Engage the weapon of joy. Sing unto the Lord because it will come true for you. Remember, God inhabits the praises of his people according to the book of Psalm 22 verse 3. Let nothing deprive you of that blessing. Engage the fruit called joy, and you will enjoy God's grace and glory every day. If you have not given your life to Christ, this is another opportunity. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, and your joy will know no bounds from today. Your sins will be taken away, and your life will show forth God's glory and goodness. For prayer requests and inquiries, please send us a mail via healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.